Right now, we want to talk about the flu season, and could there be something that helps give older adults better protection against infection? We welcome in Dr. Jenna Bartley, geriatrics researcher at UConn Health. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you with us. So obviously, we all hear, especially people like Rand and myself, who are getting on up there in years, that you got to get your flu shot. You got to get your flu shot. Is that the best remedy for people above the age of, say, 60 in trying to prevent the flu?
Yeah, the flu shot is really the best way to prevent the flu. And I know a lot of people, you know, will talk about flu vaccine efficacy not being as high. But in older adults particularly, the flu shot is able to prevent a lot of complications from the flu. Even if you get the flu still,
right. It's
much more mild and it will prevent hospitalization and more complications that occur in older adults when they do get the flu. So it's really crucial for our older adults to get any protection they can.
Well, you know, as I understand it, the CDC, usually a year or so before, tries to determine what variant of the flu is going to be circulating around there. And so sometimes you guess it's going to be this and maybe a little bit off. Still is going to help. But how many varieties of flu are there? Do we even know?
Oh, I mean, there's a ton of different strains of flu, and that's exactly why it's so hard for the flu vaccine to match up exactly every year. But even if it's a variation of the same strain, it still provides some okay. amount of protection to really help our older adults, and that's where it's particularly important when the older adults are more susceptible to different complications from the flu.
Right.
Now, Jenna, what's the best time for people to get their flu shot? How early in the flu season should they go?
So with older adults, their immunity after the vaccine kind of declines a little bit faster. So we don't want our older adults getting their flu vaccine in the middle of the summer. You know, when they start advertising it in July and August,
yes.
I always tell the older adults to wait. Really,
okay.
between October, but before Thanksgiving is what I would recommend. It will protect them during more of the peak of the flu season later.
You know,
they do have a shorter time for their higher immunity.
Okay, I want to talk about something that I just came across the other day. First of all, I've heard they're working on like a broad spectrum vaccine that would cover more than just one or two variants. The other is that apparently there's a new thing out there. There's this flu zone.
Yep.
Oh, tell us about that.
So there's a few different varieties that they use for the older adults that are supposed to be a little bit more helpful. So first thing you talked about was the universal flu vaccine, and that is actually targeting one of the internal proteins of the flu that doesn't change from strain to strain. So it's a little bit harder to mount an immune response to that, but if successful, then it would be protective for all different flu strains. And there's a lot of research that's going on to do that. And then the flu zone, actually, to be honest, isn't my area of research, but it's just using a different way of just mounting the immune system. So where most of our flu vaccines use different parts of the virus, proteins from the virus,
right.
flu zone just uses it a little bit differently.
Wow.
Go ahead, Raymond.
No, I was just going to say that there is more whatever it is that works against the flu. I said four times according to WebMD. I don't know if I should believe them or not, but I will.
No, that's correct. So that's more of considered like the high dose is what we recommend for older adults. So it has four times the amount of antigen, the protein that you're trying to mount the immune response against.
Talking to Dr. Jenna Bartley from UConn Health, PhD geriatrics researcher. Is there an age where the flu vaccine doesn't work for older people? I mean, it's just...
No, and what's kind of difficult with aging is that it's so individual. So not any one person really ages at the same rate. And I'm sure you guys can agree that you've seen some 65-year-olds that look 90 and some 90-year-olds that look 60. And similarly, the immune responses are the same way. So not every 65-year-old has the same immune response as each other. So because of that, there's not really a blanket age where you can say, well, you know, the flu vaccine isn't going to work in this age.
That's too late for me.
Yeah, and that's not true at all. It's never too late. It's just your immune response won't be as robust. But actually what my research is focusing on now at UConn Health is actually if we can improve these immune responses by using a combinant therapy. So we know with aging, a lot of things become kind of dysregulated and they don't work as well.
Decrepit, so, in other words.
Yeah, pretty much. And what I'm trying to do is see if we can add something to these older adults, kind of almost as an adjuvant, but not in the vaccine, but something that in combination can help improve their vaccine responses. And that's what one of my clinical trials is looking at now, because as you mentioned, you know, there's the universal vaccine and there's the high-dose flu vaccine. There's all different things out there that are trying to do the same thing, just improve flu vaccine responses. But my research is seeing if there might be an easier way of just using a combination therapy that will improve overall immune responses as well as vaccine responses.
Okay. Is what kills people when it comes to the flu, is what kills people, causes fatalities, is it the flu itself or the side effects of the flu?
Normally, it's a secondary bacterial infection. So they get the flu, and then they're hospitalized, and then they get pneumonia. And flu and pneumonia is the fifth or sixth leading cause of death in people over 65.
Oh, I look forward to it. Okay.
Yeah, really. Thanks for that happy news, Jeff.
Feeling much
better. Thanks. I feel better now, Doc.
That's why you have to be so proactive in getting the flu vaccine and, you know, then the general other preventative measures, washing your hands, things of that nature. But really, it's not the initial flu infection itself isn't really seen to be the major thing. It's that then you're more susceptible for a bacterial infection. And hospitalization in general just really tends to be difficult for older adults.
Is it a wives' tale that the flu vaccine can actually give you the flu?
Oh, good one.
That's completely false. There's no active flu virus in the vaccine that most people take. That is such a myth that it's, you know, it's frustrating, you know, as researchers to hear that, because it's really there's the most normal side effect of the flu vaccine is that you have a little bit of soreness in your arm per day.
Ow.
All right. I had been, I had pushed that myth because I got a flu shot at work one day, and then the next day I was sick of a dog. So in respect to you, I will stop that story.
We're not sure what it was.
Well, doctor, thank you very much for being with us. We really appreciate it. Jenna Bartley from UConn Health. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor.